USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not looking to declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border.
I have the absolute legal right to call it, but I'm not looking to do that because this is too simple.
The president also takes a shot at some of the Democrats who went down to Puerto Rico amid the government shutdown.
I've been here all weekend. A lot of the Democrats were in Puerto Rico celebrating something. I don't know, maybe they're celebrating the shutdown.
Folks from Manhattan, Kansas, all the way to Baltimore, Maryland, are digging out from several inches of snow and ice in the latest winter storm to hit the area. The storm is responsible for claiming the life of at least seven folks in areas of Illinois, Iowa, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Indiana, all received close to a foot of snow. Jake Patterson, the man accused of murdering a Wisconsin couple in their home in October before kidnapping their 13-year-old daughter, is set to appear in court today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The manhunt continues for three people after a shooting outside a Utah mall. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
People shopping in Utah ran in panic after two people were shot outside the entrance of the Fashion Place Mall in Murray, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City. One man is in critical condition and a woman is in serious condition at the hospital. Murray police are hunting for three suspects who were wearing light-colored hoodies and sweatshirts and dark pants. Officials believe the shooting may be gang-related.
A hostage situation at a New Jersey UPS mail sorting building is over, and it ends with the suspect being shot. Gloucester County Prosecutor Charles Fiore with more on the story.
Gloucester County Dispatcher TV received a telephone call indicating that there was potentially an active shooter. Vehicles were dispatched to the area, that it was a barricaded situation with a gentleman and two young ladies that were essentially taken hostage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump blasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this in fact did happen.
But I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They had been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing, zero had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
The oldest World War II veteran in the United States has been laid to rest in Texas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A funeral held Saturday for 112-year-old Richard Overton, who passed away last month. He had toured the South Pacific during the war with his all-black Army unit and became a tech corporal. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at Overton's funeral, saying his service exemplified what it means to be part of the greatest generation, adding Overton voluntarily enlisted in the Army, quote, not in search of glory or some type of gratitude, and not because he was forced to do so, but instead out of a sense of duty for the nation that he loved so much.
A Sears bankruptcy auction is being held behind closed doors in New York City to determine the fate of the retailer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.